Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Time now for a daily tech and business report with KCBS contributor and Bloomberg reporter Jack Gillum. Google has changed its search maps to now label facilities that provide abortion care. So, Jack, we're learning that the Google Maps were steering people who search for abortion clinics to crisis pregnancy centers roughly a quarter of the time. How was this happening and how will it change?
So a couple of weeks ago, when we published the results of our findings, and it showed that when we had tried to emulate as somebody looking for an abortion by going to Google Maps and finding an abortion clinic in all 50 states and the District of Columbia, that, as you mentioned, a quarter of the time it would steer you to these crisis pregnancy centers. And those are organizations that essentially steer you toward keep going through with an unwanted pregnancy. And they dominated these results in states where abortion was restricted or it was illegal. Now Google says, following these findings, they're able to confirm if a place offers medical services to terminate a pregnancy, they're going to clearly label it as such. And if they don't have enough information, they're going to make it clear that it might not provide abortions and giving users just a little bit more specificity when they do their search.
And will that continue on to like providing locations of pharmacies that have Plan B medications?
So this is going to be rolled out in time. Right now, they focus specifically on medical services in terms of providing, in terms of terminating a pregnancy. Their goal in speaking with the company is to just be more specific, to be more accurate, as they are in with regards to anything that you search. And that's welcome news to women who we spoke with who thought they were going to an abortion provider and found out, in fact, that they were not.
And what do we know moving forward about tech companies and responsibility? And what I'm getting at here is there's a lot of talk in the states that have very restrictive abortion laws now that if a doctor provides an abortion, they could be sent to jail. Or if someone is an Uber driver and they take a person to an abortion clinic, what will be the responsibility of tech companies that provide these maps?
So, Liz, we spoke to some advocates, especially those for about the freedom of information on the internet. They had pretty much consistently said it's up to Google and it's Google's responsibility. It's imperative, frankly, to provide accurate information, whether or not you're searching for an abortion clinic, whether you're searching for a crisis pregnancy center. You know, the facts are the facts, and that people who search for these services should be given accurate information regardless of what it is.
And the tech companies, do you think they're going along with that? Are they at all concerned that somehow they might be held liable at some point?
So tech companies have been under pressure, certainly, from conservative politicians on a variety of issues, certainly when it came to issues of misinformation and the previous election. I guess we'll just have to see going forward if they decide to make these search results, as they say, more accurate, will they open themselves up to criticism by state lawmakers who want them to stop the practice?
All right, Jack, thank you so much for your time this afternoon.
Thank you.
That's KCBS contributor and Bloomberg reporter Jack Gillum.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.